الرحمن الرحيم باب في وجوب الانقياد لحكم الله وما يقوله من دعي إلى ذلك وأمر بمعروف أو نهي عن منكر الحمد لله we are now going to commence with the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the 17th chapter of Riyadu Salihin Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this heading of the chapter on the obligation wujub of Inqiyad means submitting to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, one has to submit to the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا يَقُولُهُ مَنْ دُعِيَ إِلَى ذَلِكَ And whoever is called towards submitting to the command of Allah, what must his response be? What should he say? And the one who is called towards good and prohibited from evil, so how should he react when he is invited towards good and he is stopped from evil. He brings two verses of the Holy Quran to explain the importance of following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In any matter, whatever decision Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make, one is bound to accept it wholeheartedly, one is compelled to accept it wholeheartedly, and he should not have any reservations about it. There should be no complaints from his side. قال الله تعالى فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in his own name. Allah says, by the oath of your sustainer, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the oath, by the qasam of your sustainer, by your Rabb, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. He says, they cannot be believers until they make you a judge, hakim, an arbitrator, in the disputes that arise amongst them. Whenever there is any matter amongst the Muslims, in the time of Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, if there was some dispute, then they were bound to take it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and let him be the judge. And they do not find any dissatisfaction in their hearts. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا They find no haraj within themselves. They find no difficulty to accept wholeheartedly whatever hukam Rasulullah has given. So they find no dissatisfaction in their hearts for your decision and they accept with total submission. Another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَن يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ So what should the response of the person be when he is commanded to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's commanded to do good and prohibited from evil. What should he say? He says, Allah ta'ala says, when the believers are summoned to appear before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger so that he may pass judgment between them, all they should say is, we hear and we obey. سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا We have heard what you have said and we obey what you are saying. These are the successful ones. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says لما نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله الآية اشتد ذلك على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم When this verse came down, was revealed, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ The last few verses of Surah Baqarah, that to Allah belongs whatever is in the skies and the earth. And whatever you conceal in your hearts, whatever you reveal, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ Whatever you reveal, or whatever you conceal in your heart, some thought you have in your heart, you did not even bring it onto your tongue, you did not utter that statement, some thought came into your heart, So whether you reveal it or whether you keep it within yourself, يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ Allah Ta'ala will take you to task for it. Allah will take an account from you regarding it. So when this verse came down, this became very difficult on Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. That, Ya Allah, whatever we say, we will be taken to task for. But what about those things? We just, a thought comes in the heart. Even for that also we will be taken to task for. So obviously it is something difficult. فأتوا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم بركوا على ركبي They came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم They knelt on their knees with adab, respect, they came before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَالُوا أَيْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ كُلِّفْنَا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا نُطِيقُ. Ya Rasulullah, there are various deeds in Islam which Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to carry out, and we are able to execute those commands. الصَّلَاةَ وَالْجِهَادَ وَالصِّيَامَ وَصَدَقَةَ. To read salat, it is okay, it is possible, it is easy for us to perform. وَالْجِهَادَ, striving in the path of Allah, and keeping roza and sadaqah. وَقَدْ أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيْكَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَلَا نُتِيقُهَا. But this particular verse that has come down now, that whatever we conceal in our hearts, any thought that comes, and we'll be taken to task for it also, this is very difficult for us. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أتريدون أن تقولوا كما قال أهل الكتابين من قبلكم سمعنا وعصينا. رسول الله reprimanded them, do you wish to say like how the people of the book, the Yahud and Nasara, said previously, سمعنا وعصينا, we have heard the command of Allah and now we're going to disobey Allah. بل قولوا سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. رسول الله then advised them, rather you should say, سَمِعْنَا, we have heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's verse, and وَأَطَعْنَا, we will obey. Whatever it is, we will obey. O Allah, you forgive us. You are our Rabb, and to you is our return. فَلَمَّا اقْتَرَأَهَا الْقَوْمِ وَذَلَّتْ بِهَا أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي إِثْرِهَا. When the Sahaba began to read this verse now, and their tongue submitted to this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala sent down this verse after the previous verse. Allah then said, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. Allah Ta'ala praised the Sahaba now, and Allah says His Rasul and the believers, referring to the Sahaba, have brought Iman in whatever has been revealed to them from their Rabb. All of them believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His Rasuls. And Allah says, we do not differentiate between our Rasuls. And the Sahaba say, سَمِعْنَا, we have heard and we obey. O Allah, forgive us. To you is our return. فَلَمَّا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ نَسَخَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. When they had submitted to the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, then Allah Ta'ala abrogated the first verse, where Allah Ta'ala says that Allah will take you to task for even a thought that comes into your heart. So now Allah will not take you to task for such a thing, because that's not within your control. A thought just appears in the heart and it is not within your control. It does something voluntarily. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not take you to task. Allah abrogated this verse. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah Ta'ala then send down this verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not burden you. Allah will not impose upon a soul more than what it can bear. Allah will not put taklif on any person more than what it can bear. لَهَا مَا كَسَّبَتْ وَعَلِيهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Whatever good this person does, the soul does, it will be in its favor. And whatever wrong it earns, the wrong things it does, the haram things it earns, then it will be against it. رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِيْنَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. Allah then teaches us a dua. We should say, O Allah, لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Do not take us to task for anything that we forget or we do mistakenly. قال نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this dua, and Allah Ta'ala said yes. In other words, Allah accepted this dua. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. O Allah, do not burden us like how you burden those before us. In the Shariat of the past, there was very stringent masail and conditions. If some napaki fell on a person's garment, he had to cut that entire area. In our Shariat, all we will do is wash it and it becomes spark. In the previous Shariat, there were some laws that were very difficult to practice. But Allah Ta'ala made it easy for this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال نعم. Allah Ta'ala said yes, Allah accepted this dua. Then Allah Ta'ala said ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Sahaba said this, O Allah, do not put upon us that which we cannot endure, which is not within our means and within our ability. قال نعم. Allah said yes, Allah accepted. And Allah Ta'ala says then, O Sahaba said, وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِلْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. O Allah, pardon us. O Allah, forgive us. O Allah, have mercy upon us. Anta maulana. You are our master. You are our guardian, our protector. Fansurna ala al-qawmil kafirin. Assist us against the disbelieving nation. Qala na'am. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then said yes. Allah ta'ala accepted the dua of the sahaba who read this dua. And of course, every believer, all of us, these dua when we read, رَبَّنَا لَا تُوَاخِدْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَخْطَأْنَا till the end, then Allah Ta'ala accepts this dua, and in this dua, what is it? That we are submitting to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we are begging Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala not to burden us with tasks that is difficult for us to carry out, and oh Allah, we ask you for your pardon, forgive us, wipe out even the effects of any sin that we have committed, obliterate it, wipe it out completely, oh Allah, cover our faults, oh Allah, have mercy upon us, oh Allah, when we are weak and the enemy is fighting us, assist us against the enemy. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat, and especially the last two verses from Amana Rasul till the end, it is mentioned in hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at night one should read this dua. One should read this dua. It is for the protection of a person. It will suffice him from the evils of that night. Amana Rasul till the end of this verse. This is the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.